Tenny, Brother and Sister, GC, Sunnyside, Kurrenbong, New South Wales, Australia. December 22, 1899. Dear Brother and Sister Tenny, I long very much to see you and converse with you, but as this does not seem possible, I will write and ask you how you are prospering health-wise and in your work. We hope that you are of good courage in the Lord. We have in Maitland a very promising field. No less than 12 have decided to keep the Sabbath. Elder Colcord now takes the place of Brother Starr, who is to labor for a time in Melbourne. Elder Robinson and his wife will connect with the school here. I feel somewhat anxious in regard to your health, my brother and sister. We have had very great heat in this colony. It has been cooler for a few days and cloudy, which is a great relief. But although the atmosphere has seemed like a blast from a furnace, none of us have become sick under it. What has been your experience? Has the heat been severe? I fear that it has. Nearly every week since camp meeting, I have gone to spend the Sabbath and Sunday in Maitland. There is an interest far and near in the settlements round about Maitland, extending from Maitland to Kurrenbong. East Maitland is yet to be entered and worked, and in many places the people are calling for help. Brother Hickox and his wife are working in Maitland and the settlements around. There is a mining district near Maitland, and the work there and in the farming settlements is very promising. All the people seem so courteous, so kind, and so sociable. If the truth can gain a foothold in these places, the objections that arise in many places will not be nearly as strong here, because there are so many families who do not depend upon employers who can give them work or throw them out of work as they please. Sisters Wilson and Robertson are most earnest workers and are doing much good. We are pleased with the souls that have taken their stand. We feel deeply over the many who have heard the truth and who know the truth, but who do not take their stand upon the truth. There are three brothers, merchants in the drapery business, who have manifested a deep interest in the meetings, but they do not decide. Ministers are doing their very best to circulate falsehoods and misinterpret the scriptures. As in Christ's day, they teach for doctrine the commandments of men. Sarah and I have driven 4 times with horse and carriage to Maitland and back again. I have spoken 5 Sabbaths and 5 Sundays. I have not been there for the past 2 weeks. We were in Newcastle on Wednesday to see if a place could be selected for Dr. Rand, where he can receive patients for treatment. His mind is upon a small place across the road from where he is now, but it needs an investment of £300 to fit it up, and then it is right in the heart of the city, amid the noise and bustle and confusion. I wrote him a few lines last evening in regard to this matter. We'll send you a copy. We hope you are pleasantly situated. I would say, keep up good courage. The Lord is on our side, and we are sure of helpers in the heavenly intelligences. I am so very thankful that we have one who knows all our infirmities and who healeth all our diseases. One who is our very best friend, our counselor and guide. He will never leave us nor forsake us while we cling to Him. Be hopeful and courageous in the Lord. Our work is a grand and elevated work. I often praise God for the privilege of acting a part in this work. And when we know that our precious Savior had so many discouragements because of the wicked spirit of the Jewish nation, and because so few responded to His message and His ministry in their behalf, can we not consent to be partakers with Him in His sufferings? We can understand Christ's sorrow as He searched for fruit on the flourishing, pretentious fig tree, and found none to satisfy His soul hunger. We must never forget that our blessed Savior, with hunger of soul, said to those for whom He had done so much, "Ye will not come unto Me, that ye might have life." John 5, verse 40. It is our work, with faith and hope and earnest, persevering entreaties to see to draw souls to the Lord Jesus. But after we have done all that is possible, then we must not worry and fret because we are often disappointed. The resting and trusting and believing is our part. The Holy Spirit will work with the souls for whom we labor. I thank the Lord that we can approach Him in prayer and know that He hears us and loves us. We hope that you are all happy and cheerful, hopeful and thankful, because we are the Lord's purchased possession, and our rest is coming soon. We know not how soon, but we must be ready for the Master's call at any time. What a privilege to contemplate that we shall see His face. I want to be indeed a member of the family of the saints in light. I want to bring all the peace and confidence and assurance and love into my life here so that I can be a blessing by letting my light shine to others. May the Lord bless your mother and daughter, and your son and his family. Be of good courage in the Lord. In love.